Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Scott Bennett, guest producer of, or the guest host, I should say, on the Power Hour for the next hour. Catherine Russell was so kind to invite me back one more time to be a guest host, and it's always an honor. So thank you, Catherine, and thank you to our technical wizards who keep us flowing. I wanted to fill this hour with two of the greatest people that I've met. John Michael Chambers is a very astute thinker and broadcaster and change agent. I think he is doing more in the alternative media community, in the Q community, in the deep intelligence research than many others. So it's an honor for me to bring him on the Power Hour, because I think it's such a perfect match, and I hope, John, you can come back again, because I think the Power Hour Nation is one of the radio programs that really reaches the deep intellects and the deep conservatives in this country. So let me just give people my website. If you want to follow me, Scott Bennett, you can go to shellgamewhistleblower.com, shellgamewhistleblower.com. Everybody, I think the Power Hour knows me, but if you don't, I was the military officer who worked with Ed Snowden and Booz Allen Hamilton and wrote the amicus brief for Sidney Powell and General Flynn, and have been doing a lot of the shell game revelations about the Biden, Obama, Hillary Clinton machine that was financing terrorism, and how that was going on from 2012 until presently. So we're going to have a little more discussion of that later on. But I wanted to bring on John Michael Chambers to talk about his website, his organization, his report, how people can follow him, and some of the things that he's going to be having conferences and speakers about. I know one that's very exciting I look forward to listening to is Sheriff Mack and Chris Ann Hall, who's a constitutional scholar. And in these times when the government and the oppressive, tyrannical Democrats and the fascists are locking down people's freedoms and threatening people and threatening them with vaccines and 24/7 mandatory masks, never before has the Constitution and the Bill of Rights been under threat so badly as it is now. And now is the time for real leaders and real patriots to stand up and defend their rights, doing it peacefully, doing it legally, doing it intelligently, but doing it uncompromisingly. And the Second Amendment, never forget, is given to us to defend against tyranny. It's given to us by God. Government doesn't give it to us. God gives us our right to defend ourselves, and government simply recognizes it. So without further ado, John Chambers, I'm going to hand it over to you and give us a wonderful presentation on you and your background, your work. Go ahead, sir.
Well, thank you very much, Scott. It's great to see you, and thanks for having me here. The long and short of it is John Michael Chambers Report. .com brings you into the portal, if you will, into my world. And to the point that you mentioned, Scott, tonight, actually, at 7 p.m. Eastern, we're hosting Sheriff Richard Mack and constitutional attorney Chris Ann Hall. And this will be a live, global live stream event. We're on 9 different platforms, but the easiest way to find it is a YouTube channel, Making Sense of the Madness is the name of the channel. And of course, Sheriff Mack will be talking about the role of the sheriff, you know, America's last hope, if you will, and reminding us of the power of the sheriff. Chris Ann Hall is going to be talking about understanding our constitutional rights, which are, as you mentioned, Scott, heavily under assault right now. And I'm going to ask her some questions at the end of her talk this evening to ask about the election crisis that's on our doorstep. What's going to happen if and when we do not tabulate the total electoral college votes after we have voted? So, you know, there's a lot of speculations of what could happen, and I think someone like Chris Ann Hall will really make sense of the madness for us. So that'll be tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern.
I can't imagine anyone better than Chris Ann Hall, actually. I've met her. I've went to a conference and I spoke with her, and she is brilliantly exact on the Constitution. She's a former military officer. Her husband is a pastor. She's a very strong Christian conservative, and I remember her talking at length all for the Hammonds and the Bundys and the various constitutional issues that we're facing there under the tyranny of the governor of Oregon, who ironically has brought in federal troops to assassinate Robert Lavoie Finicum, but then has refused to bring in troops to defend people from the burning, looting, and rioting that Antifa is doing and the Antifa arson operations. Chris Ann Hall is very, very good laying out what the educational system has covered up for so long, specifically the Constitution and its empowerment of people and the limitations of government. So I think this will be an exciting talk that people really need to go and listen to. And, you know, some of the other things in your report, I know you had written an article on communism. It was interesting, corporate communism of the deep state. And you write, Black Lives Matter is a Marxist organization that claims to fight the power on behalf of the powerless, yet they have the backing of the most common or the most powerful corporations on earth. It may come as a surprise that the same can be said about the original communist revolution, which is financed by the banker elite. In fact, we see the exact same tactics being used by the deep state today to finance the current communist insurrection in the U.S. as was used by them for the Russian Revolution in the early 20th century. And I know we've been talking about the left being financed by Black Lives Matter, which was founded by three lesbians. A lot of the intelligence is coming. Trevor Loudon has just released a video about Black Lives Matter and its ties to Chinese communism and the communist agenda to use these organizations. I wonder if you could expand upon your article there and what we're learning about Black Lives Matter and these Antifa groups.
Well, as we know, Antifa has been declared a terrorist organization, and Black Lives Matter, all you have to do to our listeners and viewers is go to their website. They're a Marxist organization. They've taken some content off their website because of all the attention they're getting. I challenge anybody to send me some, measurable statistics and valid evidence of what Black Lives Matter have done for black community in America in the past 7 years. I won't have any information sent. It's like asking someone to send you an image of the actual plane hitting the Pentagon. These images don't seem to surface. This is really part of what we're experiencing, in my viewpoint, is the acceleration of Agenda 2030, the UN plan, and their splinter organizations. And that's what we see happening with all the funding that's taking place, and our cities burning. So this has been planned a long time, and it's being accelerated and unleashed with ferocity right now, in my opinion, because all the other failed coup d'etat attempts against President Donald Trump and we the people have failed. And so did COVID, as disruptive as it was and is. They really didn't reach their end goals. So right now, we see what's next. Well, what's next is mail-in ballots. That's what's next to prevent free and fair elections. So it just doesn't end. But it's going to there's a pendulum shifting moment already taking place, and I think there's some very, very big surprises coming in to them in favor of we the people. It's happening right now, and I think it'll be evident in the days and weeks after the election.
Well, you know, what we've just seen this past week, for example, this has been quite a rapid-paced week. We've had the appointment or the recommendation of Judge Amy Coney Barrett, who is going to be replacing Judge Ginsburg as the Supreme Court Justice. She's a conservative. She's a mother of, seven, I believe, two adopted from Haiti. The other five natural born. She is a conservative Catholic, first in her class at Notre Dame. Her scholarship is exceptional. My only hesitation was with her, and it was about her ruling apparently on the Seventh Circuit appeals when allegedly she upheld the Illinois governor's COVID-19 restrictions, which I disagree with, because I agree with the other court in Pennsylvania, Judge Stickman, who had said that the Constitution does not allow a president or a judge or any person in the United States government to suppress or deprive the constitutional rights of any person, except in time of war and insurrection, and that's not where we're at. You can't make a COVID-19 inflammation, that sort of thing. So that was my only pause with her, but that a lot of people have said, well, everybody's been seduced and lied to about this, so her position may have changed, and we'll see how that all comes out in the wash. But I do think her conservative credentials make her the best hope for correcting the judicial train wreck which John Roberts issued in. I don't know what sort of black information, dark information, secret information they may have on him. There has been all sorts of rumors of inappropriate behavior, you know, potential pedophilia or other things, as I know the Power Hour people are pretty dialed into. So there's been a screw up in the court that Amy Barrett is going to come in and correct. And I wanted you to give you a chance to comment on what you think she's going to do and represent, and how the country may be turned when she comes into the position.
Oh, it's
and also how we're going to be facing what's going to happen before she gets voted on. Are we going to go through the same madness we did with Kavanaugh?
Well, you know, there's a lot there. For, yes, we are going to go through the same madness, but there'll be different issues raised, and they'll lose that battle as they did the Kavanaugh battle, and I think they'll lose this one a lot faster. First, they're trying to prevent it from occurring because everybody's got COVID, right? The boogeyman virus. So they're trying to even not let it occur, the confirmation hearing. In the end, she'll be on the bench. And President Trump, as you know, Scott, about 300 federal judges in the various courts and soon to be three Supreme Court justices. And to the point of John Roberts, he's on the flight. Well, the name John Roberts is on the flight log of Epstein Island. Now, is that John Roberts from Fox News? Is that John Roberts from the Supreme Court? I'll let the people decide, and I think we'll find out down the line. But we certainly know he hasn't voted in the direction that we thought he would when New World Order globalist George Bush put him there. So, you know, Amy coming aboard is phenomenal for the future of this country and for the future of the outcome of the contested election that's coming. And of course, Roe v. Wade, there are so many issues. I believe it's incredibly important to have the confirmation done and get her on that bench as soon as possible. And they can call it pushing it through and ramming it and rushing it, and that's not the case. There's plenty of precedents of similar timelines like this in history, and it can be done, and I hope it is done.
Yeah, I think we're seeing the COVID-19 falling apart, and I wanted to turn it to President Trump. He was allegedly taken in on Friday, but I think he's going to be released today. And I when I saw this happen, I instantly thought this is perfect psyop drama material, because it can help boost his ratings, boost his sympathy, boost people feeling sorry for him, take the attention off of the Supreme Court, take the attention off of his behavior during the debate, which many have criticized for, and we're always playing for independence. He knows who his people are, but it's the independent people, those who stand in line at the voting booth and really don't know until they get into the chamber who they're going to pull the stick for. These are the people that put the needle above 50% plus one. So there was some criticism from many, but I think overall they were very positive in the debates. But this COVID-19 sickness that he was taken into Walter Reed Hospital, I think gives him the opportunity to come out of it and say, I pray to God. I didn't want to leave my family. I didn't want to leave America. And I prayed hard for that. That shows intimacy. And God has allowed me to come out stronger, healthier, wiser. I'm a new man. I'm a changed man. I've had a deep, deep reflection in the crucible, in the cocoon, in the cave, if you will. And I'm also giving blood for plasma generation, and I'm recommending by executive order hydroxychloroquine because it saved my life. He can essentially inspire every American that this virus is not to be feared. If he overcame it, they can overcome it. And I think he sets everything back, and the Democrats are going to fall apart. But I'll let you give us your thoughts on the president's COVID situation.
Well, I agree with you completely, and my additional point to add on to what you talked about, President Trump is 74, he's 6'4", he's in pretty good shape, he's very healthy, no drugs, no alcohol, no tobacco, never sick, doesn't sleep much and just keeps on going, but he's a little bit overweight and 74, so statistically he's in that margin of concern. Well, you're absolutely right. What's going to happen, in my opinion, is if you think about it, being an intelligence war that we're fighting, they had nothing to really pounce on President Trump. They brought up the old racist stuff from Chris Wallace. Nothing worked. They can't talk about the economy. The Dow hit 28,000 as we speak. And so the only thing they really have is how he, quote, mismanaged the COVID-19. Well, he's going to turn those lemons into a delicious pitcher of lemonade right now, because he's going to be able to say, these therapeutics, some were clinical trials, some were proven, have worked. And he's going to, and this is his way. This is just my opinion. We'll see how it plays out. This is his indirect way of usurping the rush to the vaccination. So meanwhile, the military will be deployed all over the place, but it's not to vaccinate people. And by the way, and I know our audience knows this, President Trump would never mandate the vaccination, because that's, of course, unconstitutional. So I think this, you're right, Scott, this is a psyop. I think this, to some extent, some aspects of this have been planned. I find it not coincidental that all these different individuals now are coming up with COVID and so forth. It's a little hard to piece it all together, but now we have control of the COVID narrative, and that was their ace in the hole, and now it's going to work for President Trump instead of against him, and it'll work against the Democrats in the deep state.
Yeah, it'll be inspiring to see him once again ascend to the top of a stage surrounded by thousands of flag-waving, teardrop-down-the-cheek loving Americans who adore and support the president and chant, "I love you," at the top of their lungs. And he looks upon them with a heartfelt gaze of affection himself. You do not see that chemistry ever, I don't think, since George Washington. Have you seen that? And perhaps or Abe Lincoln as well, but we find ourselves in a very similar social, political, spiritual condition. And the president has, I've said it before, not because of prophetic or spiritual reasons, but I think in a very real prophetic and political sense, Donald Trump is to the American people what Moses was to the Hebrews when they were imprisoned in Egypt. God sent a deliverer, took them out. Some of them didn't want to go. You know, some of them died in the wilderness. Some of them, you know, but he sent a deliverer to pull people out of that slavery. And I think God has sent Donald Trump to pull people out of the slavery of the deep state and the embedded politicians and their parasitic existence. And you could go into all sorts of the child pedophilia, the adrenochrome, the human trafficking, the Evergreen, the Hillary Clinton. My God, I lived it and saw it myself with Eric Holder and Lanny Breuer and Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden and Barack Obama and Union Bank of Switzerland and Covington and Burling all forming this syndicate, this conspiracy to finance terrorism and engage in massive corruption. And we've seen it since George Bush Sr. and then Clinton, Bill Clinton, and then George Bush and Dick Cheney continued it, and then Barack Obama continued it. My God, we've for 20 years this country has been disintegrating, and Donald Trump came because he came out of the 70s and the 80s. He really took off from the Reagan time, and I think that's his main memory that he models the world after. I see so many similarities from Peace Through Strength and the Star Wars Initiative, SDI, following that same trajectory to impress upon your enemies that you can outspend them and out-technologize them. So Donald Trump is ascending, and he's giving a rallying cry. And I'm wondering, what is your sense of what's in the hearts and minds of the American people? Where are they inclined to go? Where are the directions? If you were advising the president, what would you say to him? This is what you need to begin saying. This is what you need to begin doing. This is where you need to begin fanning these flames in the hearts of Americans. Go ahead.
Keep doing what he's doing. Transparency. No dancing, no games, except when he has to because of the grave consequences of PSYOP's run on us. But outside of that, he just needs to keep accelerating the declassification of intel. He needs to keep speaking the way he did at that debate with Biden, where he got in a lot of information. That's what's resonating with the people, an honest person who's fighting for them. And to your point, Scott, about Moses, you're right. I believe as George Washington was divinely inspired and protected to form this country, it is my belief that Donald Trump is divinely inspired, protected and given wisdom to resurrect America. This is our chance. Trump should just keep doing what he's doing. It is working. There's a great awakening taking place within the human spirit. It's global. He's the most loved man alive, in my opinion. The global support is increasing enormously. And of course, as we know, the independents need to come aboard. But you know what? And I think you know this, Scott. A lot of our Democrat friends, and I'm not talking about the left-wing lunatics, I'm just talking about your Democrat neighbors, they are waking up. They, too, don't want to kill newborn babies. They, too, do not want a $100 trillion debt for their great-great-grandchildren with a Green New Deal that they know doesn't work. They see what's happening. They don't want their cities burned out, and they want police protection. So, you know, Sun Tzu, Art of War, when your enemy's destroying themselves, just let them at it. And that's what Trump did during the last 6 months with these insane people in these Democrat cities, and it's worked against them. And unfortunately, we don't have free and fair elections in the greatest country on God's earth. But if we did this time around, Trump wins in an absolute historical, unprecedented electoral college and popular vote landslide, in my opinion.
I'd also say, if President Trump says that he's won, if he says, I'm the president, I've won, and these leftist Democrats are lying, they've abused the ballot system, they are abusing and falsifying evidence and material, but under all metrics, I have won the election, and I am the president of the United States. We'll let the things whirl out. But when he gives that note that I'm staying, every American with a heart, with a patriotic spirit, with a gun, with a will to fight, will surround that president physically and spiritually, that will defend him to the death from being removed by Nancy Pelosi or any of these traitor, false Democrat generals or admirals that they're trying to say are going to be enlisted. No, anybody in the Pentagon wearing a military uniform that stands against the President of the United States will be shot for treason, will be executed by their junior officers, by the enlisted men. There's no military coup against this president. There never will be. The Marine Corps and the Army will stand with him, and they will surround the White House and defend him, and he will be our president for 4 years. And if the left gets out of control, they'll be put down. So, John Michael Chambers, give us your website one more time.
Sure, johnmichaelchambersreport.com. We have an amazing 8-panel show this Wednesday, and tonight, Sheriff Mack and Chris Ann Hall. Thank you very much.
God bless you, John. I will see you on Wednesday, and you take care.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution, and it's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption, utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soils. I think we see with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat your Numana food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Scott Bennett on the Power Hour returning, and we have our special guest, Nisha Sharma. And Nisha Sharma is a young woman who is running for Congress in the 11th District of California. Nisha Sharma is a Indian-American immigrant. She knows socialism. She knows communism. She knows dictatorship. She's come over to America legally. She has a family. She has a husband. She has children. She is the conservative antithesis of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She is a young, vibrant, conservative woman. And it's exciting to see these young conservative women running for Congress. Because so many men have sort of stood down, been intimidated, run away from the feminist, LGBT harassment, whatever it is. But these young women like Klasik in Baltimore, Nisha Sharma in the Bay Area, they're rising up to defend their families from the tyranny, from the oppression, from the COVID-19 hysteria, from their buildings being boarded up because of the mob and the looting, rioting fanatics. And Nisha is rising up to fight all of that, to stop all of that. And defending your Second Amendment is one of the key areas of her platforms. Just advancing the president's mission and agenda. She's a solid Trump supporter. And Nisha, I wanted to hand it over to you to let people know who you are, introduce yourself, your website, how they can help you, support you. Go ahead.
Thank you so much for having me here, and happy Monday to everyone who joined in. This is Nisha Sharma, congressional candidate for California's District 11. This is comprised of most of Contra Costa County, and it has like huge list of cities. It's 21 cities. I can name few of them. It starts from Danville, Blackhawk, Concord, Clayton, Walnut Creek, Lafayette, Orinda, Moraga, and Antioch, Pittsburgh, Bay Point, Richmond, El Cerrito, El Brante, San Pablo, and many, many more. Some parts of Martinez and San Ramon, too. So it's almost more than 400,000 voters in this district. And I'll share something about me, my background, that I migrated to United States in 2004 to pursue my American dream here, and I barely escaped the Nehruvian socialist economy under the crony Congress Party leadership. So I know I grew up under the threat of this radical Islamic terrorism, violent leftist extremism threatened by Palestinian terrorists. And that's why we came here to pursue my American dream and raise my beautiful family here at the land of opportunities. So I had the first-hand experience for socialism and communism here, as you already mentioned about it. These democratic establishments, what they're talking about is they don't even know the consequences. I have the first-hand experience of this. It never works, and it will never work in future either. I'm a wife, I'm a mother to three beautiful children. Each day been my house from last 16 years. I have a degree in accounting and business, and I applied my skills through this degree and became a successful businesswoman in the field of real estate and investment. I have worked throughout the contra cost accounting and have implemented many affordable housing projects in the developing areas. And also, I am actively participating with many organizations throughout my community at grassroots level, and I know this district better than Mark Bisogner for sure. And Mark Bisogner is my opponent, and he has been serving. He has served for three terms already. But this time, we are witnessing a huge shift in our nation. We are at a crossroads that do we go left or do we go right? Because being an immigrant, what I can see is that from last year, in September, when I filed for my candidacy, what made me run for this office is that because I just do not want to be a mute spectator that how this left wing is pushing this country towards defunding, dismantling, and destroying this nation. And I completely see myself aligning with the Republican values here because they completely believe in renewing, restoring, and rebuilding our America. And that's what I think we all should be standing for, too. Because we come to this country to pursue our American dreams, to have a better life. But if we are going to face communism, socialism here, where are we going to go after this? Only this country is embracing and giving us all the opportunities here. That's why I'm running for this office. And the way in last September, you know, it's been an year when we witnessed the biggest assault on our American democracy. That was the impeachment of our president, Donald J. Trump. You know, he's the president who has brought America the most prosperity in our lifetime. He is the president who is ending all the wars of his predecessors. And he is the president who is striving to make America great again. My opponent, Mark Bisogner, he just went right along as Speaker Pelosi's puppet without any question. Wasted American taxpayers' resources that would be spent on the ridiculous spectacle that they knew was false. My opponent has been in Congress for almost three terms now and has nothing of any real merit to show our district constituents except maybe renaming a post office or two. So, you know, these are the things that give me the power that, you know, I do not want to witness this. I do not want to see my country go towards the hill. And so I feared our nation is on a trajectory. And I want to do something about it. I want to be the voice of my constituents in District 11. Because the left has repeatedly failed to bring tangible solutions in government, work across the aisle, and ensure the safety and security of cities across the country at every level of government. They just want to defund the police who are there to protect us. They want to dismantle our institutions. And they want to attack our constitutional rights like freedom of speech and censor opposing points of view. They just want to destroy our way of life and the greatest economy in the world with over-regulation, over-control, and strangling policies while they allow cities to become piles of garbage. But I think what me and Republican Party stand for is to renew the American dream with economic opportunity for all Americans. Economic opportunity, equality in that, not the equality in the output. So there is a difference in that. That is socialism. If you want that outcome should also be equal, that is socialism. I want to reward hard work here. I want to keep the beauty of that because I myself come from a family who believes in hard work, discipline, determination, and above all, faith in myself. I want to restore our community.
Let me jump in right there. You said a very powerful moment when you said the left just wants to destroy. They just wants to destroy a way of life, destroy America, destroy capitalism, destroy our cities and looting. The word, the key word that you said is destroy. All they want to do is destroy. And we know where that comes from. The devil was to rob, to kill, and to destroy. And that's what these people want to do. There's madness in them. There's imbalance. There's rage. There's hatred. Hatred of themselves. Hatred of their family. The God. They've been bred with political correctness and failing, education systems that teach, boys to suppress their masculine energies and not run around on the football field and not play like boys and wrestle and tackle and play fight and all the things that make boys into men and in expressing their energies make them gentle husbands and fathers. And instead we have a generation of half-wit retard soy boys and women covered in tattoos and a very disgusting generation of everybody between 20 and 35. Yes, there are some good kids that have been raised by good families, but for the most part, we've generated a toxic generation and they are on the rampage because they're so full of hurt and confusion. But as much as we want the therapeutic healing of these kids, we will not allow them to raise a fist and bother and accost and threaten people on a bus or in a restaurant to wear a mask or to raise their fist in solidarity with Black Lives Matter, which is a communist left-wing group. We won't allow them to throw Molotov cocktails at our businesses and burn and destroy them down. We won't allow them to shoot police in the back. And, I want you to kind of talk about what you will do. Will you stand up and fight against these people? Will you stand up and fight against businesses being boarded up? Will you stand with a gun? Will you stand with those who have guns to defend their right to defend their family and property and not depend on the police but depend on themselves in self-reliance like you've depended on yourself? So talk about the fight and what you're going to do to fight back against these people.
Definitely, yes, and I'm a pro-Second Amendment. I want to protect everyone's constitutional rights in this country here. And my message to all those writers and looters is that when I am in the office, I will never board up any business in my district. I will reopen California, reopen District 11. And also, I will make sure that they cannot touch our historical statues. They cannot bring them down. I will be the first one standing in front of those statues if they dare to touch them. And I will be giving liberty to our police force here to take matter in their control and show them their real position there, And I completely back the blue. I condemn these riots, these loots. Actually, it's not a protest, This movement has been hijacked by the Democrats, actually. They do not care about the black lives. They are part of our community, and we really care about them. But the way they have hijacked this movement and encouraging Antifa and anti-USA groups there for the protests and burning down our cities and malls and damaging our economies, this is not the way to protest, actually. And these are people who are just there to bring our nation down. And Democrats are encouraging them. Not a single Democrat leader came out and gave a statement that they condemned it. And I completely call out on Mark Bisogni too. He did not give a single statement for the people who lost their businesses, who lost their properties, whose properties were burned down there in Walnut Creek, in Concord, in all those areas. But yes, definitely he passed a statement that he believes in defunding the police. My question to Mark Bisogni is that, are you going to protect any of your constituents by standing in front of their properties from those looters? No, he hasn't even stepped out of his house. what kind of representation he is giving us in District 11. When I am in the office, I will make sure all the businesses are open. California is open. That's what we know, that how America works. It's known for its economy. And I want to make sure we reopen schools and kids can go to school. I want to give the choice to the parents how they want to raise their kids. I do not want to give the whole control in the hand of government that they tell us how to raise our kids. I want less regulations. I want less taxes so that people have the control. People have the say. And this government should belong to them. They are working for us. They are there to serve us. They are not there to just dominate us and tell us what to do. I come from a very hardworking family back from India, and I know what hard work is. And I want to keep that beauty intact in this land so that our upcoming generations know that they will be rewarded only if they are working hard, contributing towards this nation, and they serve this nation. Not just because for the vote banking, they can be offered welfare here. No, I'm completely against it. And I want that people work hard and contribute towards this nation. And also, I said, let's bring back the dignity of hard work. I do not want to hand out blank welfare checks. I want to innovate that how to reward innovations here, not to ship it overseas. And I want that parents choose how and where to educate their children. And when I was doing some precinct walking in Richmond and El Cerrito areas, you know, the barbed wire, the piles of trash. But what I see a future opportunity zone there for high-end manufacturing, for training the next generation of workers to have a good middle-class life here. This is how I want to work here. And being an immigrant, a legal immigrant, I completely believe in the queue system. That's what Republican Party is also. You know, they let me tell you that America is diverse, but Republican Party is diverse too. I have never felt more welcomed in America than I have today, where I am in a place to become our representative in Congress. I believe in fair immigration, where people get fair shot at the American dream, not open borders for the world to take advantage of us. And I do have a whole decades of crony politicians across the political spectrum accountable for allowing China to rise at the expense of American workers. I came to the U.S. just as China was rapidly ascending to become the second largest economy of the world. But our president, he has brought his side of the aisle back with an America First agenda. And this is the most beautiful thing about that we should stand for, stand with our president. Unfortunately, most Democrats like Mark are not on the same page. He has repeatedly voted against the interests of our nation, state, and district. So in one area, Mark should have supported Pelosi, who stood with Republicans on at least one issue I can remember. Mark voted against the interests of America's farmers, ranchers, and workers by saying no to the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. I completely condemn that. You know, he repeatedly blocked real police reforms because they would rather let our cities burn. I know what riots are and what are we witnessing on the news. Not necessarily the mainstream media are in fact riots, not peaceful protests on our streets. They refuse to negotiate a reasonable stimulus bill for those who are unemployed. But I will tell, don't worry, we will soon get them back to work. And you can see, you cannot wear a MAGA hat here. If you're a President Trump supporter, you will be called out with bad names. And cancel culture is pervading in our society. But somehow, you know, they are calling us the enemies of state. Even if I go out and do any rallies for Trump supporters, I even cannot share what kind of names they've been calling us. They just tag us with racist, you know. And we are the ones who are protesting, doing all our rallies peacefully. And those people are just coming and, you know, getting their fists out and having calling us names out. I think, being a mother, I'm very much concerned which way our upcoming generations are leading. And you know what? And everybody knows about that they have a vice presidential candidate, Kamala Harris. You know, yeah, that she pronounces her name wrong herself. It's Kamala Harris, so don't feel bad about it. She proclaims that she's granddaughter of an Indian freedom fighter, but she refuses to fight for our freedom.
And tell us what the Indian people think of Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. What is your experience with them?
She is just an opportunist. You know, she plays the card that where she belongs just for the votes. She stands with the black community and calls herself a black, and she understands his problem. But actually, when she is in San Francisco, what she has done to San Francisco, she is a person who worked against the black community there, and she kept them in jail for nonviolent crimes because of her own personal interest there. How she cares about them, I don't see it. She has failed us miserably in San Francisco, and I am very much scared. I'm sure that, you know, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are not going to win because Trump and Mike Pence will be back for sure. And I really pray that our president and first lady, they get well soon, and they are back on the campaign trail. And with the double power, double smartness, and tackle these situations for sure. But Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, I can't even stand them as our representative for this nation. You know, they haven't done anything in last, Joe Biden was there for 47 years, what he has done, what he has bring to the table to this nation. But look at our president. In the last 47 hours, even being diagnosed with COVID-19, he's working so hard for this nation. Why? Because he's not a career politician. He is there to serve this nation. Because for him, America is always first. He has no special interests. He has no personal agendas there. And that's what we want everyone to support President Trump and his army. I'm one of his army official, you can call me, because when I'm in the House, I will be a very big support to him. I will be there to, you know, take the House back and have all the control back that they have damaged to this economy. So big no for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, and yes, 4 more years for our president and vice president, Mike Pence.
It's inspiring to hear your example of what an Indian American woman believes and thinks and is running upon. I think the Indian Hindu Sikh type community, the Asian communities that have come over from Vietnam and China, are very conservative, very traditional family values people. They've recognized that the Democrat Party has been race baiting and lying to them, and they're finding that the conservative Republican Party needs to be regenerated, because the Republicans have fallen in a lot of ways, but they still represent a lot of core integrity. So I wanted to thank you for coming on, and give us again your website, how people can follow you, Twitter, how they can support you, how can they donate to your campaign, how can they make phone calls and volunteer and that sort of thing. Go ahead.
Yes, my website is www.nishaforcongress.com. It's NISHAFORCONGRESS.com. And they can go check out my website. They can contribute there. And I also just launched my campaign video ad last week. It's very unique. I request everyone to go and check out my ad. You will love it. And I want to promote that ad on Fox Channel, and I've been working with many people here, but I need funds for that. So I request everyone, I have a really bright chances of turning this seat into red and getting this seat for our Republican Party. So do help me by joining this fight and visiting my website and promoting me there. If you know people from this district, let them know that a very great candidate is running there and why they should vote for me. If you have any questions, you can email me at nisha@nishaforcongress.com. Follow me on Twitter at USA Nisha. And my Facebook page is Nisha Sharma at USA. Do follow me there. I keep every social platform updated with all the upcoming events, meet and greet. And there are various ways you can help me by contributing, by volunteering, having my yard signs put in front of your house, your properties, your business. Show me your support. And let's not be a mute spectator. I just really hate to just witness all these terrible things happening in our country. And let's raise our voices now before it's too late. Let's keep America great. So Do join me, NishaForCongress.com. And thank you so much for having me here.
That is NishaForCongress.com. 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 She is a Indian American woman who has come over, who stands strong with the police, who stands strong with President Trump, who is adamantly opposed to the protesters and looters and rioting Antifa children, the Black Lives Communist groups that have been founded by three black lesbian women. They're all about. And Nisha is standing up against that. She's standing against businesses being shut down. She's also standing against mandatory vaccines and masks. She is adamantly opposed to schools being shut down and children being shut down, and all of this that is causing a great deal of panic in the country. And I think she is going to win, but she certainly needs your support. If you can, go to her website and donate, NishaForCongress.com. If you can make phone calls, if you can give her any aid and assistance in her campaign walks, please do so, because we need more new immigrants that have come to America and joined the melting pot to become active in political office, to become owners in this country, not just simply citizens. So, Nisha, it's been a pleasure to have you on. We will pray for you. We'll pray for our president, and we will pray for the Power Hour and the audience. God bless this program, this radio station, and all listeners and all speakers. And God bless our president. Give him health. Give him victory. In Jesus Christ's holy name, amen.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.